This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Got this sent to me today. Kevin Colbert. We like Kevin on this show. I think Kevin's a borderline Hall of Famer. I have not spent a lot of time comparing his resume to other GMs who are in the Hall of Fame. My guess is it's not that far off, and it's probably better than some of them. So by that standard of comparing guys and whether or not they're Hall of Fame worthy, he probably does pass the test. The Steelers have had an eight-year playoff win drought. You know that because we can't go a day on this station without somebody, either a host, producer, or caller, or texter, or YouTube commenter, bringing it up. There is a snazzy chart that's making the rounds on Twitter to disparage Kevin Colbert of his last five drafts as GMs. This is a very well-done graphic because it's color-coded. People like that. When colors
are... Is it a pie chart?
No. It's like an Excel. I'll hold it up to you. It's like a little Excel one. I don't know. It got texted to me by four different people.
Man.
Yeah.
People just like to get that news out to you to make sure you see it. Here it is. Tommy, is it Yagi or Jaggy?
Final five Kevin Colbert draft classes.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy color-coded each...
Five categories. Great is blue. Above average is green. Average is yellow. Pink, I will call it, is below average, and salmon is gone.
Yep. And so this is the 2018 through the 2022 draft. According to this chart, he has only one pick that falls into the great category. So really good player who's still on the team.
Out of 39 total picks made,
yep,
to be clear.
And that would be Alex Highsmith.
Okay.
In the third round in 2020.
Who's above average?
One, Pat Freiermuth, 2021 second round pick.
With it so far, average.
I see two.
Yeah,
Mason Rudolph in 2018, who they brought back.
Mm-hmm.
Calvin Austin.
How do you feel about those? I would say that's about. I could almost make a case, given Mason's incredibly limited sample size, that it was above average at the end. But I think he zeroes out at probably average.
He's won games for you as a third round quarterback.
He started a playoff game for you as a third round quarterback, and you weren't in that playoff game without his play.
See, I still think it's like somewhere between average and below average, but for the purpose of this,
he was
I'm
also
fine
benched
with
for
it
Devlin Duck Hodges in his early.
And then
stint.
Among guys who are still with the team from those drafts, Colbert drafts, below average, Leal, who never plays and gets a helmet, Connor Hayward, who's probably
special
on
teams
the chopping
guy.
Block based on the Jonnu Smith trade, Mark Robinson, who's in the same spot now that. You have Cole Holcomb coming back. He might be the odd man
out.
And
Isaiah Loudermilk, who I do think was the beneficiary of this year's, he looks like a different guy.
That was Jeff Hathorn telling us that.
Yeah.
But he'll be a backup to Harmon.
Uh-huh.
So you said 39 picks.
Yeah, I just did a quick count. Looks like 39 picks he made.
39 picks, 2018 to 2022. Still with the Steelers right now. Two starters, Highsmith and Freiermuth. Maybe a third in Austin, and that's it. Everybody else is gone. And so this gets pinned on Colbert, which I think is wrong. But the
who should it be pinned on?
Mike.
All of it?
No, not all of it, but I think it should say Colbert. It should say Kevin Colbert / Tomlin draft classes, but this is clearly created.
Would you subscribe to the idea that Colbert makes the good picks and Tomlin makes the bad ones?
No, I think that they're both to blame. Like, I blame both of them for Devin Bush. I blame both of them for Kenny Pickett. I blame both of them for Najee Harris. I blame both of them for Terrell
I blame
Edmonds.
Art for Kenny Pickett more than anybody else. I think Art pushed the panic button. Somehow convinced himself that a guy who had none of the real physical skills that Marino flashed was the next Marino. Did not want to be another Rooney who passed on a Marino.
Will R feel that way about a Penn State quarterback, or is that far enough out of the Steelers' jurisdiction where he won't say, now we need Aller because it's another local guy who I've watched play a few times and I think he's good?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, they picked Franco Harris, so I think he would probably.
Do we know if Art Rooney, who does he root for? Do we know who his college football team is?
Duquesne.
Okay, that's an FCS school. Like, when he turns on big boy college football
Tulane.
On Saturday.
He loves Tulane.
Seriously, Donnie, do we know?
There's no way Art's watching big time college. He's not sitting
what
down to
talking
watch the
about?
SEC.
So you don't think he watched the college football playoff at all? You don't think he tuned in for a little bit of the backyard brawl? You don't think he watched
think
any of Penn State, Ohio State, or any of those games?
It has to be Pitt. He has a BA in political science from Pitt.
I think if you asked me, like, Chris, better chance on a given day that Art Rooney, on a given Saturday, that Art is either, like, say when the weather's still warm, that Art is either watching like a mid to upper mid tier college football game, golfing, or reading a paper on tort reform, I think he's doing option C. I don't think he's like a football lifer the way Colbert. You could reliably find him at every Pitt home game because he liked to watch the Pitt players and he liked to see whoever they were playing, if they had anybody worth scouting. Kevin loved that. I don't think that's how Art's wired.
31 of 39 picks from 2018 to 2022 are gone.
One great player out of 39, one above average player. I think this Tommy Yagi or whatever his name is, sorry, Tommy, who did this, I think largely did a pretty accurate chart.
So I actually just had a conversation. So my father-in-law, who might be listening right now, we get back from Deep Creek on Sunday. We just had a patio put in. He's like, I got all this patio furniture. Let me bring it to your house. You guys can have it. So we're making small talk as we're driving this box truck from his house to my truck to unload all this stuff. And we actually talked about this a little bit, not knowing this chart existed, about how the Steelers' personality has shifted so much, and they've been so much bolder and more aggressive and splashier with the moves they make. And it just dawned on me without even seeing this chart. Part of that has to be when your drafts aren't as good and you're not giving out second contracts because you don't think players are worthy of second contracts. Well, where else are you going to get the players? You know what? Patrick Queen is a good example of this.
They would have filled they would have had that filled already in-house.
If Devin Bush hit,
he's still their inside backer.
Yes.
He's their main guy.
You don't have to go steal from your arch rival. If George Pickens keeps his head screwed on straight, if Deontay Johnson doesn't turn into a bozo, you don't need to trade for DK Metcalf.
No.
A lot of this is because their own guys who they had pegged to fill these voids, Kenny Pickett is still the quarterback if he's good. You're not going through Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. So, yes, part of it is they are being more proactive and going outside the organization to
find guys. But it's by necessity as much as it is by choice.
Yes, exactly. That's kind of where the scales even out. You want to fans who are just Pollyanna and always want to say good things about the Steelers will say,
con artist.
This is great. Look at what we're doing. You're doing these things because what the organization really wants to do isn't working.
I would also say that's accurate. I would also say to close the book on Colbert, I saw Ryan Scarpino send this out, something to this effect, and he's right. Essentially that the over the top Kevin Colbert was a stinky GM is just absurd. And you get that on Twitter where people say, man, this guy stunk. Kevin Colbert had, I would say, took over in 2000. I would say had close to 20 good years, 16 to 17 really good years. You can kind of cut the line off after the Watt draft. And then at the end of his tenure, and his job is one where you're going to be rated equally on every year. It's not like people are going to forget the couple of bad years. He had about 5 or 6 bad years in a row. There's no arguing that. I think they had very bad drafts. The idea, though, that he was not a good general manager because of recency bias is ridiculous. He was really good for a very long time at acquiring really good talent through the draft. It just died on the vine. You know who I put that on again? The owner.
But he wasn't good for in the NFL a lot. 5 years is a very long
time. No, it's an eternity.
Time.
But again, that's why I put it on the owner. You've got to act more decisively. Oh, and by the way, you let him conduct the Pickett draft and then let him walk off into the sunset. His very last pick was cut practically before you got drafted.
Donnie, you've take on all this?
Yeah, well, I mean, Chris brought up the recency bias, and that's really what it is, because when people will say that Kevin Colbert, probably a Hall of Fame GM, I mean, you got to look at the full body of work. I mean, they were cooking pretty good the first decade in the draft, at least. With him at the helm.
But last half decade got really, really dark.
His final 5 drafts were horrible. I mean, I'm not saying that they weren't, but people will jump on, well, he was awful at the end, so he sucked. And I think, I don't know, I've seen people, I did TV last night, and somebody tweeted in, oh, Omar Khan, he's almost better than Kevin Colbert ever was.
I'm thinking
that is asinine.
Yeah, win a playoff game first.
Absolutely
Omar's
asinine.
Omar's got
of the building of rosters he did through the 2000s were spectacular.
Omar's got to find a quarterback, by the way. This is a total one-off year with Rodgers. Omar, the jury is exceptionally out on whether Omar's good at this.
I had somebody who works in the NFL, doesn't work for the Steelers, has taken a liking to me for some very strange reason, bring up a very good point that I wished I had made when we talked about Omar on Thursday. He said, they're giving him an extension before he's figured out currently their two biggest issues, who their long-term quarterback is and what they're going to do with TJ Watt. That's odd. Wouldn't you want the answers to those two questions before you went out and gave a guy a contract extension? Which, by the way, this person's argument was, with the Steelers, Donnie, the whole thing's getting honored. You don't give Omar Khan a contract extension and a year later say, well, you're not the right guy for the job anymore. If you give him 3 years, guess what? He's going to work 3 years.
All 3.
Yeah. Is that not a fair point?
No, I thought about that a lot. I mean, he got rewarded and he hasn't done
the quarterback
single most
thing
important
is still
thing.
Completely up in the air, and we don't know what's going to happen with their best player.
How much with people do you think they see, well, Kevin got his quarterback within his first 5 years and then it was like cruise control for him? I mean, I don't follow that
narrative,
by the way.
And I
he continued to draft pretty well.
Malzi and I have a friend on social media who believes that, Hurricane Carl. Basically, that Colbert was not a good GM who was just dragged along by Ben, riding the coattails of Seven.
And I would imagine then a lot of people don't give him credit for that because they say, well, Kevin might have gone with Bill wanted and Bill wanted Sean Andrews and Dan Rooney stepped in and said, draft this player. Like, I'm going to be the adult in the room. I don't
Kevin
know.
Also did build the best defense in the NFL and one of the best defenses
Kevin
of
and,
all time.
Kevin and Mike, in their first year drafting together, drafted Lamar Woodley and Lawrence Timmons.
Fantastic.
That's pretty damn good. He traded up to draft Hall of Fame safety who won Defensive Player of the Year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.